American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 4A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences. Number 1. Circulate. Circulate. The oil circulates through the oil system. It moves through the system. Number 2. Filter. Filter. Oil filters clean or filter the oil. Number 3. Lubricate. Lubricate. Mechanics use oil to lubricate engine parts. Number 4. Overheat. Overheat. Jim stopped at the side of the road because his car overheated. Number 5. Tear down. Tear down. The mechanic had to tear down the engine to find the problem. Number 6. Antifreeze. Antifreeze. Antifreeze keeps the engine from overheating or freezing. Coolant. Coolant. Coolant is the same as antifreeze. Number 7. Cylinder. Cylinder. A cylinder is part of an engine. Number 8. Piston. Piston. The piston moves up and down in the cylinder. Number 9. Rebuild. Rebuild. Joe tore the engine down. Now he has to rebuild it. He needs to put it back together. Number 10. Exhaust. Exhaust. The exhaust is blown out of the engine. Number 11. Lubricant. Lubricant. Oil and grease are lubricants. Number 12. Speedometer. Speedometer. The speedometer indicates the speed of the car. Number 13. Surface. Surface. There is oil on the surface of the water. Number 14. Thermostat. Thermostat. The thermostat regulates the temperature of the engine. It's set at 180 degrees. Look at Figure 2. Look at the words in the figure. Write the word you hear to complete the sentences. Look at the example. Listen. The oil circulates through the system. The oil circulates through the system. Write circulates in the sentence. Repeat. The oil circulates through the system. Now listen and write. You will hear each sentence twice. Number one. Oil filters clean the oil. Oil filters clean the oil. Repeat. Oil filters clean the oil. Number two. Mechanics use oil to lubricate engine parts. Mechanics use oil to lubricate engine parts. Repeat. Mechanics use oil to lubricate engine parts. Number three. The car overheated, so we had to stop at the side of the road. The car overheated, so we had to stop at the side of the road. Repeat. The car overheated, so we had to stop at the side of the road. Number four. George needs to tear down the engine to find the problem. George needs to tear down the engine to find the problem. Repeat. George needs to tear down the engine to find the problem. Number five. The car needs some antifreeze. Will you buy the coolant when you go to the store? The car needs some antifreeze. Will you buy the coolant when you go to the store? Repeat. The car needs some antifreeze. Will you buy the coolant when you go to the store? Number six. The car has 8 cylinders. The car has 8 cylinders. Repeat. The car has 8 cylinders. Number 7. The piston moves up and down in the cylinder. The piston moves up and down in the cylinder. Repeat. The piston moves up and down in the cylinder. Number 8. Frank is going to rebuild the engine in that car. Frank is going to rebuild the engine in that car. Repeat. Frank is going to rebuild the engine in that car. Number 9. The thermostat must function correctly, or the engine will overheat. The thermostat must function correctly, or the engine will overheat. Repeat. The thermostat must function correctly, or the engine will overheat. After lab, turn to the last page of this tape's activities to check your answers. Now look at figure 3. You will now hear a paragraph. Listen and select the main idea of the paragraph. You will hear the paragraph twice.
Mike and his family left for their trip to California on Friday afternoon. When they had driven about 400 miles, the engine began to overheat. Mike got out and checked it. He needed some antifreeze. After the engine cooled down, they left. They stopped at the nearest gas station and got the antifreeze. As they left, Mike's wife asked if there was anything else that he hadn't checked before their trip. Mike said, "To tell you the truth, I didn't have anything checked. I only filled it up with gas." Just after he said that, Mike turned back to the gas station and asked the mechanic to check out the engine, the tires, and anything else that might need to be checked. His wife said that she hoped that for future trips, he would take care of these things before they left home.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Mike and his family left for their trip to California on Friday afternoon. When they had driven about 400 miles, the engine began to overheat. Mike got out and checked it. He needed some antifreeze. After the engine cooled down, they left. They stopped at the nearest gas station and got the antifreeze. As they left, Mike's wife asked if there was anything else that he hadn't checked before their trip. Mike said, "To tell you the truth, I didn't have anything checked. I only filled it up with gas." Just after he said that, Mike turned back to the gas station and asked the mechanic to check out the engine, the tires, and anything else that might need to be checked. His wife said that she hoped that for future trips, he would take care of these things before they left home.
The main idea is B. Have the car checked before a trip to avoid problems later. Look at figure 4. Listen to each sentence and circle the correct word for the sentence. Look at the example. Jack has trouble with math than Ellen does. The answer is less. Repeat. Jack has less trouble with math than Ellen does. Now continue with the sentences. Listen. Number 1. Sergeant Smith doesn't put milk in his coffee. The answer is much. Repeat. Sergeant Smith doesn't put much milk in his coffee. Number two. Of all the people in the class, Harold had questions. The answer is the most. Repeat. Of all the people in the class, Harold had the most questions. Number three. Captain Arnold didn't have stories about his trip overseas. The answer is many. Repeat. Captain Arnold didn't have many stories about his trip overseas. Number four. Jim made mistakes than I did. The answer is fewer. Repeat. Jim made fewer mistakes than I did. Number five. Jack wrote stories of all the people in the class. The answer is the most. Repeat. Jack wrote the most stories of all the people in the class. Number six. Lieutenant Evans has very appointments on Wednesday. The answer is few. Repeat. Lieutenant Evans has very few appointments on Wednesday. Number seven. She has number of errors on her paper. The answer is the least. Repeat. She has the least number of errors on her paper. Number eight. Ginger uses paper than Nancy does. The answer is more. Repeat. Ginger uses more paper than Nancy does. Look at figure five. You will hear situations. Listen to each situation and take notes. Then write the answers to the questions. Number one.
Gina made six errors on her quiz. Pete made eight. Jan made four errors.
Who made the fewest errors? Number two.
Tom has two bicycles. Bill has one.
Who has more bicycles? Number three.
Jack works 42 hours a week. Mike works 18 hours a week. Larry works 50 hours a week.
Who works the most hours? Number four.
Lieutenant Roberts has about two trips a year. Lieutenant Fisher has about four trips a year.
Who has fewer trips? Number 5.
The trip to New York was fun. The trip to San Francisco was more fun than the one to New York. But the trip to Chicago was the best of all.
Which trip was the most fun? Now let's check your answers. Number 1 is Jan made the fewest errors. Repeat. Jan made the fewest errors. Number 2 is Tom has more bicycles than Bill. Repeat. Tom has more bicycles than Bill. Number 3 is Larry works the most hours. Repeat. Larry works the most hours. Number 4 is Lieutenant Roberts has fewer trips. Repeat. Lieutenant Roberts has fewer trips. Number 5 is the trip to Chicago was the most fun. Repeat. The trip to Chicago was the most fun. This is the end of tape 4A, book 20.